Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's horny time. Yeah. Nothing says horny. Like dads that make me cry in a pig ear. Ooh la la.
You want to get with my daughter? Eat the pig's ear.
Okay, can I just say that Jim Jefferies texted me that Kelsey's dad should be the Golden Bachelor, and I agree.
I also texted you. You also said that.
Wait, you did too?
Yes.
My brother texted me that Maria's dad should be the Golden Bachelor. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. Well, I did have a fugue state. You're right, you did text me that. Here I am. I am back with people that we did the draft picks with. And this is like the inner circle. We've got the A team. Oh, my God. He's actually got
brought evidence of my amazing draft picking.
Okay, because I had Katie.
I got one right.
I had Katie.
I have the spreadsheet.
Okay,
oh, nice.
Let me just introduce everybody, and then I'll let the final guest read off his thing, and then we'll read yours off. To my right is the woman who did the very first ever podcast with me in her kitchen that she shared with her twin and her three cats. Peanut. I wish your twin's name was Peanut.
I know.
If I have another cat, I'm going to name it Pepper or Potato.
Okay.
You know her as a writer from that 90s show. You know her as a writer from One Day at a Time. She is a brilliant stand-up comedian. What is the name of your new podcast? Don't you have a new podcast?
Not quite yet, but I do have a almost new stand-up coaching business.
That's right.
That I just launched.
So if you are a burgeoning stand-up and you want, I mean,
All levels,
and I'm not going to name names, but people that have Netflix specials, tour, like bring her on tour, and she helps punch up jokes. And by the way, she's helped me when I came out of the pandemic.
You like, give me a lovely testimonial. It's on my website. It made me cry. Arden's the best.
Where can people find you?
ErinKFoley.com.
Erin Foley!
And then hit the coaching tab and hire me.
You know what? Yay. I just got a text the other night from Alexis the Dolphin /Shark, and she's taking stand-up classes, and she's so cute and funny, and she's going to reach out when she's ready.
I love her. It's going to be a match made in...
She okay. should be a stand-up. That's a
she,
great,
her,
she's sent, so funny.
She was hear. Only on her first class, oh. and she sent me a list of like really funny things already, and I was like, "You're doing great." Okay, we also have our production team, KT Money Levine and Dr. Banana, Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna Dana, Mittens, Meowreen, Hosnier Levine.
Thank you.
Katie, what is going on with your foster dog Biggie and Denise? Was it a love match?
Well, we have met. They've met a couple times.
Yes.
They are definitely getting along. Biggie, we went to his house twice to hang out.
Yes.
Biggie is liking him. He's liking the house. So hopefully it's going to be a match.
Now, you told me off mic that they went for, that when they got back to the house, house.
We went on a walk, and it was so crazy because Biggie, like when we got there, it was clear Biggie the second time remembered the house, and then we went on a walk, and Biggie, like when we got to the house, he was like, "We're home," and he like walked right in, and like Dennis was like doing stuff in the yard, and Biggie's just following him around.
That's so cute. Yeah. All right, we're hoping that Biggie gets Dennis's final rose.
Yes.
We're shout out to Denise and Biggie. But here we go. As a man, the captain of the podcast, he is the host of Wide World of Doug's. He's the host of Doug Loves Movies. He is the host of Doug's Movie Interruption. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, the captain, Doug Benson.
Hey.
Hello.
You look
reporting
cute.
For duty.
Now, you came, both you and Aaron were with us with Braden up at Sketchfest.
So fun.
So we loved, Braden went and did your podcast, didn't he?
He was on Wide World of Doug's, and he's a very thoughtful and nice young man.
He is, isn't he? He was actually
really
sweeter.
Turned around on Braden.
Me too. I was surprised at how, and I actually feel like these crazy kids are going to make it. They're a cute couple. They're a cute couple.
They seem to be having fun. They both seem to put fun as a priority.
You know
and
what?
I like that in a couple.
So do I. I got to tell you, I think fun is number one.
Fun is number one.
Fun is number one. Yeah. Fun is,
or a close to money. Am I right?
Come on.
Come on.
Money, fun.
And then more fun with the other person's money.
Exactly. Okay. Now,
hashtag
Doug,
romance.
Let's hear your draft picks. And we have put a, Doug, you brought your sheet. Let's hear what your draft picks were.
My draft picks were embarrassing except for one.
Now, a reminder, if you've just found us, we do these. We've never seen an episode. We do these based off of the bios on the ABC website. So let's hear. Who is your number three contender?
One photo.
Who is number three going to be?
My number three was going to be Medina, who ended up not being able to handle anything.
Was she the... which one was she? Oh, she was
she's
too old.
The old one.
The old crone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was she, like 29?
Yeah. You picked, okay.
She was cold, but she wasn't funky, that Medina.
Okay, who was your number two?
Maria!
Okay!
Yes. I had her at number two.
I have to say, the fact that she made it to the final four, great picking. Good,
she
solid
was,
picking.
Yeah, and she was a surprising drop at four.
I feel like if she hadn't, we'll get more into this as we go, but mm-hmm. I feel like if she hadn't panicked and like threatened to leave last week, she would still
I
be there.
I think she got dinged by a few things.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Because I think he says ups and downs. Downs, plural.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, up and downs. Up is that you're hot as all get out and downs. Okay.
But my number one is in the top three.
Who?
Kelsey A.
Wow. Okay, good job.
I had her
and
in
who,
the spot.
Who was your villain?
My villain was Lauren, who I don't even remember who that is anymore.
Who was your five?
The older sister.
Okay, she was a villain.
She tried to villain, but she just petered out quickly.
Yeah. She was an early villain.
The sisters gang, who cares?
Okay,
Everyone's like, why do we care if these two are competitive?
Okay, who's your fire starter?
That was Evelyn, who did jump over the table during the...
She
did hop a table to get a man.
That's right.
But that was as villainous as she got.
I know, the bio was like, watch out, she'll do whatever it takes, because I think it was for the table.
Yeah.
And then who did you have as your next bachelorette?
I went with Kelsey T, who I still think is an outside chance, but she, probably could didn't last long enough. She's probably got to go to paradise.
Agree to agree.
Before. Does anybody ever go to paradise and then end up as the bachelorette? Or
only
paradise?
Nick Vile. Only Nick Vile.
He did become the bachelorette. That's true.
Okay. All right.
They spread him around.
What was Aaron Foley?
Aaron, number three for you was Medina.
Okay, funky cool Medina.
Okay.
Number two for you was Caitlin. She was the scientist from New Mexico.
Oh, she was adorable. Oh, okay. She was adorable.
Yeah. Number one for you, Lauren.
Who the hell is Lauren?
The older sister.
Problem I had,
Wow, okay. Right. And then who is your bachelorette?
Lauren.
Okay, and then
the fire starter for you was Daisy.
Oh, my God. Right. Do I know? This is a stone.
The villain is stone.
And then your villain was Autumn.
Autumn.
I don't remember any
of
these.
She was the blonde one that looked like a realtor. Okay, what was mine?
Oh, for 80.
Okay, so yours, number three, was Lauren.
Okay, the sister. We were hot. We really were buying into the sister.
Like the sister.
We
so
felt like they. We felt like they wanted to get the sisters to hometowns. Like the narrative of sister versus sister. Yeah.
You're number two, Rachel.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, Kelsey A.
Oh, I got two still in.
Wow.
And you chose Rachel as the Bachelorette.
Okay.
Allison as your fire starter. I don't remember who
she is. She's the sister. She's the younger sister.
And Evelyn as your villain.
Because they're like, she'll do whatever it takes. All right.
Anna.
Yeah. Dr. BB.
Sandra is number.
Don't even remember her. She's
gone. Wait, who is she on?
Sandra,
she
I only
was like
remember.
Night one out.
Okay. She's cybersecurity consultant.
She was around for a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, wait, she was number three or one?
Three.
Okay.
Rachel, number two.
Okay.
Caitlin, number one.
Okay.
For me, oh, and then your
which
bachelor.
Which one is Caitlin?
She was the New Mexico scientist.
Okay.
You had Rachel as bachelorette. You had Jess as the fire starter and Jen as the villain.
Okay,
Jess Jen wasn't, ended up being a little villainous.
Yeah. Which one was Jen?
Well, Jess was the fire starter for sure. She was the one that's the smoochy
Jen,
poo.
Who just got cut.
And then Jen wasn't really too much of a villain. She was just
no.
She was just sort of in
Jen
line with
the beautiful Asian.
Yeah.
She
was too hot.
She was so hot. It was like
she was too hot. She was so hot.
God. Okay. And then I had Caitlin as number three.
Great.
Rachel as number two.
Okay.
Daisy is winning it.
Okay.
Wow.
We did well. I feel like as a team.
She was a fire starter. The sweet face.
She's such a fire starter.
None of us have any stinkers in our top slots.
Why didn't we pick? None of us picked the lady that was the villain. What was her name?
Who was the villain?
The one that started
Taylor.
The most crap
with
Maria.
The only Rhode Island contestant they've ever had.
She was something else.
Okay, before we get going, so we had on with Aaron Foley, we had on the Bachelorette, Katie, who's done stand-up, who you said nice things about. She was lovely.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So nice.
She was so nice.
She's been on Doug Loves Movies, and she's out there doing stand-up. She's on tour. And
she's a sweetie.
Putting in the time.
We're going to do a show with her Tuesday night at Drunk on Stage at Act Bar in Silver Lake.
It's going to be fun.
This Tuesday.
What kind of false advertising is that? That Drunk on Stage nonsense. You're not going to get drunk.
You don't know what my day
is. I do know.
You don't know what my
day
is. You don't know what my day is. How about making bad decisions on
stage? Are they doing it on Drunk Tuesday, Drunk Arden Tuesday?
You don't know what day. You know what? March 12th. That's the day I'm doing it. I get drunk on March 12th.
Yeah, she's notoriously hammered on March 12th.
5 days before St. Patrick's Day, I started
off. You blow it out. I
remember
that.
Out.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Hometowns. I'm going to say incredible episode. Top tier episode. Loving Joey as a bachelor. Overall, Duke, Aaron Foley.
I'm warming. I mean, look, I still say I don't really know
who he is.
Who he is and really, but he's just lovely. So
I think what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
I think he's
But then the whole, like, when people get to know me, they don't like me. Yeah. Like, well, we have idea what that is.
He mentioned last season. So my friend Chelsea, I was watching this with her, and she brought up a really good point. He mentioned last season how sometimes he gets depression, he has anxiety, and he has just some mental health issues, you know, like all of us do.
Yeah.
But nobody ever talks about that on the show.
Yeah.
And he was saying how, like, we were talking about, we thought he and Daisy were really good for each other. And she was like, I think Daisy would be, like, the best for him because of that. Because she's really gone through fucking hell.
Yeah.
And she knows how to deal with, like, when your thoughts probably get the worst of you, you know? And, like, when you're having a bad day. And I think he just is really insecure. I think he's just an insecure guy.
Yeah. I just want him to, like, he just seems so nice, which I'm really enjoying him.
Yes.
It's just that I need more. Like, I wish he would talk about that. Like, when anxiety got the best of him or depression got the best. Like,
he knows he's not exciting. He knows that, like, visually people want to get involved with him. And then he's got that not much more than that to offer. He's nice. He's really nice.
He's very nice.
He's a good-looking guy. He's smart. He's, like, respectful. He listens. Like,
he'll wipe a tear away within a second.
Oh, the wiping of the tears. That
no
thumb,
tears will fall.
That thumb?
That was...
That
I just
thumb?
Was like, get your hand off my face. Yeah.
That thumb.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Also, like, here's the thing.
He can easily be stolen for a minute.
Yes.
Always says yes to that.
Yes.
I want a bachelor that goes, no, we're talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
As an unlicensed doctor...
Yes,
so
Dr. Banana.
Don't take any of this advice. But if I was Joey, I would get on that Wellbutrin.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because I think that could actually really help him. Anyway, don't take that advice. And please don't come for me for prescribing medicine. To
look,
the
it's fine.
Come after me.
Look,
take
I've taken Wellbutrin. Let yeah. me tell you, it's a mood changer.
You know what? Yeah. I have taken Wellbutrin as well.
That's
it is a good one. It
maybe
me,
I'll start today.
It's pretty good. It made
what
me
are the side effects?
I'll tell you what. Anxiety. You are
what?
I didn't like
what
it.
What were we taking it for in the first place?
Depression. Depression.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
I did it in my 20s.
It's a swap out.
It is a personal. You really do have to see if it works for you.
It's like some people can take it with something that then also, like they can add in like a Lexapro or something that helps with depression.
Yeah.
So I did it at a moment like in my 20s. And like it did help chemically kind of like, but I was, I mean, I already don't sleep. I was wide awake.
Yeah.
And so you can definitely, you're not sad, but your heart is racing.
Yeah. You're definitely like
it's the cocaine
out of
your mind.
I was
the cocaine
for 6 months.
It's the cocaine of antidepressants.
Of course, it works differently with everyone's body. So please speak to an actual doctor.
Yes, look, I was on like.
But it might help Joey.
It might help Joey. And by the way, I was only on like a quarter dose. You know what I mean? It was just like just enough to like. Yeah, I'm a lightweight. It's a thimble. Just
what could go wrong? It's not called bad Butrin.
Exactly. Thank you. I was thinking about steal you for a second. We just have to say that. Doug's adorable girlfriend, Alicia, who is a cat lady, is in. She's here in the house with the girls. Mittens and Meow are, and I guarantee you, Mittens is like curling up and Meow's like, can I steal you for a sec? Can I steal you for a sec? Can I steal you for a sec? Hey, Alicia, can I steal you for a sec? Can I steal you for a sec? There is no way you are not going to be covered in black and white cat hair and thumbs. Just like, hey, boy, Alicia, let me wipe away that tear with my cat thumb. Oh, she's going to be wiping away Alicia's tear. That cat thumb. Are you crazy?
Cute.
Moves are being made on your lady. All right, here we are.
Which one is she going to give a rose, though?
I think Meow, Mittens, because Meow's going to be too thirsty.
That's true. Okay. Meow's not there for the right reason.
Meow's not. Meow's just like.
Just Meow just wants a
clout.
Body.
Meow is a
clout.
Meow is a pick me cat. Poor Meow. Here we are.
Tired of being in the background of Arden's videos.
Oh my God!
Exactly.
She wants to be in the forefront. Here we are. We're in. Wait, Kelsey is in a white jumpsuit in the park, and she jumps up into. She is to me such a fox, like old school Raquel Welch, like. She
could have been
like
a Charlie's Angel.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And she's so natural and cool. She's just like... Just like a 1970s bombshell. Nice, sweet, just like... And jumps up. She does the bachelor leg wrap in a jumpsuit. And then they go riding a tandem bicycle in a white jumpsuit in a park. That was risky. And wow. she kept it clean.
Yeah, tandem bikes are really, really hard. They're really hard.
I would
not a single stain on her.
She did not get splashes.
She's like, now let's shove a bunch of beignets in her mouth. Not a single stain.
She shoved the beignets in. She's got the powder coming down. She's like, she's just thriving. Wow. And then they
see. I was panicking for the outfit.
The CGI butterflies. I believe that they saw butterflies.
There were 65 butterflies in 30 seconds.
The CGI.
I was like, come on.
So the size of the butterflies that they CGI.
She's like, oh, there's my mom. Oh, there's my mom. Oh, there's my mom. Oh, mom right in the eye. Oh, there's my mom. Like, just. I
get
was
in
like,
my mouth,
okay.
Mom.
Dude, it was a lot of CGI butterfly.
Yep.
And she was, she's like, mom's been here. The butterfly. Here's mom. She's flying around. And so many butterflies. And then they also, as if the CGI butterfly field wasn't enough, they shoved like a some PA in a wedding dress and then had the loudest like,
oh my God.
Who are you wearing over here? Monique Lhuillier. You know, it's like, and this woman in a wedding dress, he's like, how does that, like, they're like, okay, she didn't cry over the butterflies. Cue the wedding dress.
Something else.
They send in the wedding dress. They're like, how does that make you feel?
How about an Amber Alert? A silver alert? How do we crack her?
And then she got scared. She's terrified. She's sad. She's worried that her family isn't going to like him and she's heartbroken. And then they start kissing. Duke.
What is her, what about him does she think they're not going to like?
I can't even
imagine.
What
is there to not like? He's just going to be perfectly nice to them.
I know.
And
man.
Listen to them and
wipe away their tears.
Like, that's what drives me crazy about this episode is like, in some seasons, the person is just like, you know, they're just going to say what they could do what they got to do to get through it.
Yes.
But I think he's just love bombing these families.
Yes.
You know, like he's like there's a chance he's going to pick their daughter, and it's 1 in 4.
I know.
It's like such a weird dynamic, and he's great at seeming very sweet about. You know, I guess. Do you think in every scenario he gets asked by one of the family members? So, how do you feel about those other three women?
Oh my God, there's three other women.
Yeah, every time, and he gets through that question every time.
He goes, yep.
I mean,
there's 65 other women.
His uncle really boned him on his hometown.
Yeah, it's true. They call it Bachelor Nation for a reason. Yes. I have access to a lot of women now. A lot of women want to bone me now, and so I've got to make some interesting decisions.
They call it Bachelor Nation for a reason. Oh, it's not just three women. I mean, there's thousands. It's a nation of women.
Look how fast they got Brayden when he walked out into public again. Like, he just got snapped up.
Yes, they scooped him up.
He got scooped up by a fellow, some of it from the same pond.
Yes, exactly. Another alumnus.
They're throwing themselves at events.
So then they go in, and there's a live band.
Yeah, well, it was in the streets, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, they did the second line. That was fun. That was fun. They had the second line on New Orleans. I mean...
That just happened to appear when they were walking
cute butterfly.
An isolated park with butterflies.
Butterflies, like, a bride, and a second line.
Yeah.
Well, it's New Orleans. There's a band on every corner.
Right.
Yeah, everything about Kelsey Anderson screams New Orleans. Yeah. What she really lives right on Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
has some beads by the door just in case somebody comes by with some tits.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't think her parents live there or her family, but maybe they do.
Now, last week
seems so out of character.
Last week we saw
some Nolans.
We saw the somebody that seemed like. Her dad, like, there was some cop-like dad, and we knew that her mom...
Her dad still looks like a cop.
But he was so...
He was just a nice guy.
Gentle. I want to fix him up with the ghost of J.J. Marine. My J.J. Marine would have been about that. She would have been about that. She would have wanted to bone Kelsey's dad.
He was great. I love him.
He was great.
She'd be waiting outside the hospital room door, waiting for his wife to pass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, How did I just catch these beads? Yeah. Hi, I'm Jana Marine from Little Compton Real Estate. All your summer rental needs. Listen, I know your wife just passed, and I know I'm standing here with a double D rack. But listen. Anyway, they go in, sweet family, lot of siblings, sisters, brothers, everybody. She's the baby.
Is she the baby?
The brother was the baby, right?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, he's at college. No.
You're getting it confused. That was Stacey.
They all look the same age. Maybe.
Yeah, they're all 12.
And they're like, how you doing about mom? They're like, well, I wish she was here. And then... And then the dad said, you know, I love you. He was so like.
I can't believe he didn't cry. Like, I was sobbing.
For a military cop, this guy.
Oh, is he a military cop?
So yeah. That's why. His mom.
He's buried it
his
all.
Mom was the military cop of the year.
Her mom.
Oh, right. That's right.
I forgot about that.
He just shuts it down.
But he was very articulate, and he seemed connected.
A lot of dead bodies under the porch.
He seemed connected to his feelings. And then he busted out that photo album of mom. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. They were really...
Her mom was beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yeah, she was. She's dead gorgeous.
Dead gorgeous.
My only concern is that... you're right, Arne. You made a good point off camera.
Yes.
When we were chatting.
Yes.
When the cameras weren't on.
Yes. When aren't they on? I have a documentary camera crew following me.
When is Arden not on?
The cameras. Just
exactly. Yes.
First of all, she's so young. And she obviously lost her mom a couple years ago, where she's 25, right? So maybe she lost her mom at 22 or 23.
15. I think it's been 10 years. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jeez, well, Louise.
10 years now makes it even, I think my point even more, it feels like... She's maybe not ready.
She still needs to move on somehow.
Like she's going
to
use the or someone just to I don't know. I just got a little concerned for Joey in that scenario.
She's young. But they keep bringing it up.
That's what I'm saying. You made that point. They keep
soaking the fire. And then they're like, Mom's here. Here's a photo album of Mom.
Which is
what would Mom think? Would Mom like you in that wedding dress?
Let's watch Beetlejuice again.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with dead Mom.
It feels like it was
pushed like really hard.
Yeah. They kept him like just in case. Just, I feel like she's at least not using it. You know what I mean? She's just sort of like, I feel like she's like having 15 too. It sounds like it was fast. Like she got cancer and then died.
Well, the whole thing was absolutely horrible. It was like a little bit of a red flag that it kept coming up and up and up. Yeah. And I'm like, is this all she talks about? Or you know what I mean? Or has she gone?
Yeah, she's
young.
She's young.
I
think it's just the wedding thing always brings up, I think, that sort of trauma.
Yeah.
It just resurfaces.
And it's in the edit because they're going to work out the most traumatic stuff. Yeah. Not the fun times.
Because I like her. I'm so pulling for Daisy, but Daisy's going to break his heart.
Daisy's not in it.
Daisy's going to break his heart.
I actually don't agree.
Okay. Well, we're not there yet.
Don't agree.
Okay. So, Mark, my mom's future ex-husband, from in the great beyond, Mark is talking to Joey. He's like, how do you know when you actually find the right one, son? And he's like, you know what? And he's like, I don't know what is known. He's like, well, I'm reassured. He was lovely.
Where were they, by the way? Like, it wasn't a house.
It felt like an Airbnb.
The bar? Because, like, Joey's like, nice setup. And I was like, is this their house? Who has a bar like that in their house?
I think it was like...
they sort of rent spaces.
It was like a rented space, yeah.
It was so strange.
They're from Nebraska.
So then they're like,
they were like,
you were a good husband. We need to Google that. Does Kelsey live in New Orleans?
She lives in New Orleans, but I don't think her family does.
You were a good husband to Mom. I want you all to feel what I felt with your mom. It's the best feeling in the world. I mean, how are you not going to keep crying? You know what I mean?
God, I was sobbing.
I think I love him, she said. And he goes, I love you. I mean, that's like for a military cop.
So her mom died in 2018.
That's 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Okay, so 5 years. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And then she goes, I want to blurt that I love him. But then she didn't. She didn't say it.
Didn't she say like, I'm falling for you?
She said that?
I believe so.
Yeah.
There's been some falling. She's been some falling.
Tumbling.
There's been some tumbling. Well, overall, I think she might pull it off.
Yeah.
Do you think she's
going to I'm not going to be surprised. I don't love them as a couple. However, they can't keep their hands off each other, which is adorable.
That's fun.
And that's always a big sign.
That's fun.
So, yeah.
Any final thoughts on Kelsey, Mark, Butterfly, CGI, Duke?
I picked her, too. She's my number one.
She's my number one, too. Is she still your number one?
You're loyal. I change now.
You're loyal. Yeah.
Would you pick her for, like, besides you winning the crown, would you, like, these four?
For
would
him?
You, yeah.
I like, that is a good question. I think that's the thing, is I'd want Daisy for him, I think, but she might be too good.
Heartbreaker.
You know, excited about everybody's reaction to her.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Bachelorette.
He's also just looking for, he wants to find somebody to be engaged to for 2 years. He's already not very committed to the outcome of this season. I am not a believer.
I'll just speak for myself. I know event spaces book up, and if you got your heart set on a place, I feel like get it done within 15 months. You don't need a long engagement. Yeah.
They don't have any time to date, though.
Agree.
Maybe that's why.
That makes sense.
He's like a 5-year engagement.
Wasn't like JoJo and whatever her
Jordan.
Jordan. They were engaged for like 4 years. It feels like.
Mm-hmm. And then he proposed with a new ring, and then they did it their way.
Yeah,
it's still one like of my all-time favorite couples.
That's Brenda's favorite.
The show used to pressure everybody more for actual like they want a wedding on that.
Yeah, they want that finale.
Yeah. They want the
or at least
the
a wedding special
they
soon.
They want what Gary and Teresa had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15 days of engagement.
Yeah.
Married.
Yep. Well.
I want to be more excited about her because she's lovely and her story and her family is so captivating. I'm just like,
I love her. I'm in. I'm excited about her.
They're bringing all those ladies back next week. They tease that they're going to show up and start doling out advice.
Next week, Women Tell All.
No, they're bringing them back.
No, they just have.
Susan Jenner. That's right. That's right.
What about they brought them? Then they bring Leslie to be like, you might not win.
Get ready. You need to be
out of here.
That was my favorite clip.
You have a dead horse.
Get ready.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll go get rid of the dead horse in my backyard. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we're back in Hawaii. I mean, Rancho Cucamonga.
So was it that her aunt lives there? And that's
it
why
feels
they were
like a
there?
Real bait and switch.
I was confused. I was like, does her family live in Rancho Cucamonga? They just didn't want to fly everyone out to Hawaii.
They didn't want to fly to Hawaii.
So they were like, hey, guys, come to Rancho.
Rancho, again, Jim Jefferies was like, Rancho Cucamonga is not Hawaii. Like,
no. Oh,
that's a real bait and switch.
Yeah. Ontario Airport's right there.
Yeah, they're like, it's a home away from, there you go. It's our home away from home.
That's
when
right.
You can't be in Hawaii,
what
the next best
looks
thing.
Not like Hawaii.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Ontario Airport adjacent.
Rancho
Cucamonga. So she is from
the Filipino culture, and they want, like, so it's, she wants, she's teaching him to grab the hand of the mother and put it to his head, and she's very afraid going into the house.
Oh, wow. Oh, she was stressed.
She was.
I felt for her.
Her dad, when I met her dad, he was the toughest one.
Yeah.
But
he's like glaring at him. He's like,
oh, yeah.
When he.
In the end, quite nice.
In the end, quite nice. They all were.
Yeah.
I mean, can we also just say the opening credits of treating Maria's family like they're in The Godfather? Aren't they Greek?
Crazy.
But then he said Italian, because I was like, where is Joey's Italian?
Joey's Italian.
Because I literally was like, I mean, it felt like...
Graziati.
It felt like Greek, Italian, it's all the same thing. They've got dark hair. We're just going to treat them like they're in the mob.
Different sides of the tracks.
I mean, like, treating it like they're Italian, so like different. Gangsters, really, but they're
like,
Greek.
Well, the dad being like, I can't wait to see my dad, but if she comes in holding hands, that's a different story.
I was like, what are we doing here?
I think I saw his nipple.
Yeah, he sure was his nipple.
And then he also had like a huge chunk of like turquoise. Like, I was like, this is like a Coen Brothers character. This is incredible.
Joey was like,
the amount of hair dye in his hair. I was like, this is Botox hair dye, nipple, and turquoise. I was like, I'm in on this. Anyway,
he's won a banger.
Tony Danza type.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He's won a banger all season. Then he meets the dad and he's like, not worth it.
Yeah, oh my God, exactly. You're my son now. Okay, here we are. He did. Okay. So he executes the hand to the head, and the crowd goes wild. They loved it. Pig roast. I immediately thought of Katie Levine.
I just immediately was like, God, if I like met someone, I'd go in there and be like, hey guys, I'm Jewish and vegan. Like,
it's really, a full pig. They're like intelligent animals.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they're like, eat the ear to show your love. And I'd be like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah,
I am
out.
Much.
Did you know that I could fuck Maria? So can I just end this now?
Well, I'm just here just literally for a couple of hours before I want to fuck the other three. So
I mean, he's also from Hawaii, so he probably goes to luau's.
Yes,
and, like,
he's had to do
know.
That.
Yeah.
He's had
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah. He was comfortable with
yeah,
it.
He didn't care.
If Maria wasn't such a pain in the neck, you wouldn't even be in the spot you're in.
Absolutely.
You just got you one guys, extra week.
You guys, no chemistry.
Even
remotely. I was like, what's happening?
Zero. Now, there's a part of me that's like, are they editing zero chemistry? And she's going to be the weird, like, dark horse and she wins? Like,
I was wondering that
are
too.
They making it seem like, whoa, I didn't see this coming, and she's now the front runner? Like, is she going to be the weird winner?
Was she just so worried that, like, she was just stressed and we weren't seeing? I don't know. Because then I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, we actually haven't seen them interact that much. Like, they're like of the top four, I feel like we've seen them together the least.
She's super nice, she's warm, she's nurturing, but it's not like
she is
bones
boring
zone.
As fuck.
Yeah, it was not.
Oh my God.
Well, she brings it a little bit towards the end of this episode,
but
like Joey's not even around to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like, What was that?
And I'm like, oh, good, Rachel, get in there.
Yeah, what was that?
He ate a motherfucking pig's ear.
What was
He's
that?
My man.
What
bitch.
Was that? What was yeah. that?
Oh my God, then she punched Cole. Did you see her? Cold clocker?
I loved it. So then.
That's not it. Cold cock?
Cold cock?
Clocker?
Cold cock.
Or, but I think a lot of people have said clocked. I got clocked.
I got clocked. Clocked with a cold?
Cock
clock. Now being clocked means somebody's figured out what you're up to.
Oh.
Cul-de-sac. That's it.
Cul-de-sac. Okay. So the cold.
Rancho Cucamonga.
You look cute in that jacket, Dr. Banana.
Looks okay. Very warm.
So then we go. So then they go and they eat. They love the head touch. They honor the special occasion. Rachel starts crying. He has to eat the ear. She does the dance with Joey with the sticks.
Yeah, they made them
that
eat
cute.
A bunch
that
of
was
food
cute.
And then do activity. I was yeah. like,
in the heat of the
Inland
Empire.
Now look, everybody. You know I love an activity. Yeah. I love an activity. I would like to try the sticks.
The yeah. sticks
oh, that
fun.
Looked fun.
It looked
that
fun.
Looked fun.
It looked like I'd fall, but it's fine.
That's yeah. fun.
But maybe not right after like pig's ear.
No.
In the heat of the Inland Empire.
I don't know
if there was
really
activities. Like I'm a big activities outdoor barbecue.
Me too. I like an activity. Cornhole looked fun.
Cornhole. They seem like a I don't mind her, but
they're
seem like a fun family.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked an activity. I liked the cornhole. I liked the sticks. I didn't like the ear.
Yeah. Rather than sit down on a couch, you're under a spotlight.
What do you want to do to my daughter?
No, that and was it's so sort of much like more
eat
fun.
An ear and I like, jump around.
You're right. I agree with you. Yeah. Give me a trampoline.
I need something.
Give me a karaoke. Give me like blow up boxing gloves where I can fight you on the trampoline.
Absolutely. A fun house.
Make him fight the family.
Give me a
cage
match.
This is my dad.
Give me a cage match.
No, yeah, hit fight my,
mom.
My brothers.
No, hit my mom.
Yeah,
hit
my mom. Hit her. It's culturally appropriate. Culturally. Okay.
Okay. Hit my mother.
It's huge in the Philippines.
They're not going to be happy unless you do it.
Like, whoa, won't respect you.
And they're like, whoa, why'd you hit my mom?
Yeah. Oh my God, you hit my mom.
Fuck, man. You just came in and you fucking hit my mom.
Get the fuck out of the house.
Bro, I thought this was like prison. You hit the most important person. On your first day.
She went right for Nana.
She seemed like she was in charge.
She just felt official. So then he's like, look, she's like, he's noticing good at this. He's good at noticing the small things. But like, you know, the dad has never seen the show, allegedly. And he's like,
it was giving immigrant dad vibe where he's like, so
you get engaged in 10 days.
Hold on, let me check the notes. I have no idea what's going on.
I think he was like, you're telling me that this ends, you're going to marry my daughter. Okay.
You got a bridge to sell me. What else are you peddling? What other lies do you got under your cloak?
He's like, look, I like to have an even keel. I don't get too high or too low.
Well, Butrin,
you're high.
Oh, you're high.
You're
okay.
High. I'm Well okay. Butrin. You might be more numbed out on like a Prozac, I think.
Yeah, like
Prozac. Well Butrin, you're high.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see Art of that Well Butrin.
Oh, you have.
Oh, you have.
Actually, maybe you had it. That was like mid-20s for like 2 years. You know what? It worked, and then I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the same way. I was like, and we've got enough of that.
And I haven't slept since 2006. Okay, but I was only on like a quarter dose too, and I was like, I'm flying. Look at me, way up high, Well Butrin in the sky. Not a thing is wrong.
Wow, you should do an ad for them.
Thank you.
Well Butrin, we are looking for advertisers. Yeah, Big Pharma, come on through. We know you have the money. I'm just shilling so hard.
So then,
I think the names of some of these things come second after the song lyrics of the commercial. You know, they have to have a name of a drug that's going to rhyme.
Yes,
in
yes.
In their little musical numbers.
Exactly. We keep doing drug ads on this.
I know. We are. Sky Rizzy.
So then they go, they're like, do you see a future with him? I feel safe with him. Well, Dad, you're always going to be the number one man in my life. I'm like, my dad was so disgusting. I watch that and I'm like, the thought of my dad.
I almost texted you.
I was like
all the dads are so lovely.
I know these dads. I do not. Yeah. You're like the number 439th man in my life. Like, could you? You know what I mean? I feel like it comes like
the thought of sitting down with Mary and Dick Foley.
Yes.
And going, this is how I feel about this woman.
Yeah.
It would be. I would rather shoot myself.
Oh my God!
Literally,
Dad, you're always
Dad. You're always. Well, actually. You kind of come in and out, but
I do
that emotion and talking about my personal life with my parents. I can't,
Dad, I
can't
love
even
him,
imagine.
But I love you, Daddy. You're always I cannot
well, even like Kelsey A being like, I want to find a man like you, like saying something like I would literally be like, I want to find someone who's kind of the opposite of my father.
Are you anything like my father? Because you are, and scene.
Looking for someone who's never ever even remotely come close to anything like my father.
Agree. What's Papa Benson like? No. Not of interesting people. Interesting people have fucked up dads.
Okay, good.
Doug Benson, what's your dad like?
You know, the attraction to rebellious behavior is because the parents are always, they're always the authority, even no matter how open-minded they may think they are.
What's Papa Benson like?
He was like, a school teacher, you know.
Aww.
So I should have kept it together, but I was.
You had a sweetie patootie. You had a sweetheart.
I did what?
You had a sweet dad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got along okay. But you know what I mean? I wasn't into sports and, you know, that was his.
Right.
You know, he loved that stuff. So, right. You know, that's probably a disappointment there.
How about Mama Benson?
I was a mama's boy for sure. We
was
were
she
like
fun?
Best friends.
Aww.
Know? And then I realized there was other people.
Oh, that's really cute.
She was some sort of gatekeeper.
That's cute.
No, it was fine.
I like that.
It was fine.
I like that. Your mom's your best friend. That was cute.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all right.
So then he's like, okay, you're the number one man in my life. He's like, I want a protector. I want respect. Look, I mean, that's nice. I just don't really.
That's what I mean. That's why I just felt the episode was so charming, because I was like, wow, this is like
a good parenting.
I just felt like the world's like, you know, on fire and everyone's screaming.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was like two hours of like these like
really
seemingly like
nice
real
dad.
Sweet families and sweet parenting.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Just was crying going.
I know.
I mean, you know, listen, love Mary and Dick, but like,
I know,
you know, this is another version of parenting that I didn't really
know. I know. I was
know
like,
of.
What would it be like if a dad was like protective? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was
like supportive.
Yeah, it was
they're
like,
all supportive.
Yeah, would it be like, I just want somebody to make sure that you're protected and loved and taken care of? Like, what? Like that? Well, like the idea of that is nice. That feels nice.
It was sweet.
It was interesting when she was talking to her mom and she goes like, I know I've always been so wild and different and crazy. And I was like, you?
Yeah.
You are like,
wait,
right.
Rachel
said that about her to her mom, and her mom was like, no, you're great. But I was like, you're wild. Like, you're the one that's like.
She could have been like kind of a rebellious teen.
That's
true. Sure.
But now she's a PR
nurse. You remember when I
pierced
my
perfect.
Ears last year? I'm so sorry, Mom.
It was crazy.
It was nuts.
I got that henna tattoo on my back.
Oh, my God.
That temporary tattoo at that Taylor Swift concert.
Remember when I blew $20 in Vegas? I'm so sorry, Mom.
Then the mom's hesitant. The mom's crying. And she's like, you know what? My daughter's been hurt before. Don't settle. You have so much to offer, but there are three other women.
That's actually a red flag to me. When someone says, my parents were really heartbroken over my ex and I's breakup, it's like,
wait.
No parent should be that invested.
No.
Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, your parents should be like, well, see ya, loser.
On to the next one.
You weren't worth it.
Bye.
They can't be like, no.
Boy, bye. Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
They're heartbroken over something they couldn't have, you know, probably didn't have any effect over.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen anyway.
It's like Peter's mom, bring her home.
Hannah Ann is
an
angel.
For 20 minutes.
She's an angel, Peter.
Nuts.
You bring her home
like,
for
that's
me.
That's not okay. That
so then nuts. She's like, I just want my daughter's heart not to be hurt. I'm going to guard and protect your heart. She's like, guard your heart, sweetheart. Guard and protect your heart. I don't want your heart to be broken. Take care of her. Nurture her. I will not give you my blessing. The dad didn't give the blessing.
Oh, really?
Hey, she's got my number.
You have to get your heart broken in your 20s.
Everybody gets their heart broken in life.
If you don't, then like you're
How
not living.
How are you a human?
And what a great way to do it. You can be like, so he liked those other three better.
I signed up for The Bachelor and I made it to the top three.
I mean, really,
think of my endorsement deals. Like, let me get a broken heart.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like,
agree to
just
agree.
Like, you're going to be okay. You're 24
you're gonna
years
marry
old.
You're going to marry Braden or somebody.
You're fine.
Okay, so then.
As Doug said, you step outside and you've got 26. 17 suitors.
Yeah,
yes. So then it's like, okay, well, I can't give you the blessing. You know where to find me. All right. And then on the front door, she's crying. She's on the bench. She's like, I have fallen in love with you. I choose you. And it's like, that's so good to hear. You never want a guy to say that. I've fallen in love with you. I choose you. That's so good to hear.
Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
That really hits right. I like that. I like how that tastes.
I've got a
so good
thank
to hear.
You card for you in my back.
I'm not
pocket.
Just falling in love. I'm in love, and that's the end of that episode. Of that episode. That's the end of that date. That's the end of the date.
Show's over, guys.
Guys, I mean, look. Is it going to be a weird surprise winner? No.
It can't
she's got to get cut next week. But you never know. Their editors are sneaky.
She's my
editors
number one.
Really messed us up.
You think she's going to win?
I'm just saying she's my number one.
I
said that when I saw a little tiny picture of her face.
I thought you picked Kelsey.
What? Who are you talking about?
You.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Oh,
Rachel.
Sorry. I'm sorry. We moved on to Rachel. This is all a blur to me because every family was so equally nice.
Yeah.
And I was even rewatching a little bit of it this morning, like to study up because I knew this would happen and I would even lose track about which family we were talking about.
Yes.
Because every family's like, and then the dad is ultimately pretty accepting.
Yeah. Why don't we?
They act like they're concerned at first.
Should we take a break or should we?
What about the other women?
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to come back and we're going to go see Santa and Mrs. Claus. Get your Hallmark movie ready. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we're back! Here we are, and we're in Minnesota! He goes, I see myself with a future in love with Daisy, but apparently I need to meet her family. So he's going in. There's a chance. We'll get to the end of this because Katie has theories.
Okay.
Because we've seen him crying on the sand at the beach. And there's a chance that he picks Daisy and she's not there. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Now, we'll get to it. Let's just go through the
date. That's also sneaky editing.
I don't believe he broke someone's heart. Anything the editors are doing anymore. Because they made Maria's family look so like, oh, this is going to be so much drama. Like, they were like playing it up. Like, they've just been fucking with us all season. I don't believe them anymore.
Agree.
I'm not gonna pay attention to the coming ups.
Side note.
You heard it here. Katie's throwing down the gauntlet.
Done with these editors.
How do you think the
Catapalooza's going inside.
Oh, probably great.
Warming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, really good.
Well, she's in her element, just sitting around with a couple of dogs and the social media.
Oh,
are you
yeah.
kidding me?
She's so
gonna
good.
Be some, I called them dogs.
Dog, yeah, by dogs, you mean cats? That's what we knew what you meant. That's yeah, all right, you know.
Are we still talking about Rachel's family?
Yeah, here we go. So here we go.
A couple of dogs.
A couple of dogs. Dirty dog.
Yeah.
That dirty dog. Here
dirty
we go.
Dogs doing so, to my boy.
We got the Christmas tree farm, and they literally
God
dragged out
it.
Santa.
The
it was
snow
like,
looked fake.
It was fake.
It was
no,
giant
it was like, clearly, like,
pieces of snow. It looked like
it
tortilla
like
chips.
September.
Tortilla
I mean,
chips.
Like, it was like clearly fall.
It was like, it was like.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Tortilla
are
chips.
Giant pieces of snow were hitting them in the face.
Yeah.
It was really.
Yeah.
Warm up the machine, the snow plow, the snow blowing machine. They didn't warm it up enough before
just
they
just Kleenex.
So they're like, we gotta shoot this.
This is their childhood paradise, Mr. and Mrs.
We've
Claus.
We've got a t-shirt cannon. We're with cubes.
We got a
Christmas
we've
on got, a t-shirt cannon.
We have a t-shirt cannon full of Fritos. So then Santa and Mrs. Claus, and he goes to the kid, have I been naughty or nice? And the kid's like, naughty! He's like, shut the fuck up, kid.
He's like, he said nice. And the kid's like, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I'm a kid actor. Fuck you!
Like, who are these people?
Okay, so then.
You're ugly.
So then the Daisy's friends, he meets all the friends. It's always a big thing when they bring in the pals. And then. It gave her so much perspective because she felt like, what kind of person would want to be with me with my cochlear implant? And she's like, and now because of him, I know what I offer. I can't wait to date everyone but Joey.
I know. It
I
was
know.
Like,
that,
now
that was...
I could be bachelorette.
Now I will be bachelorette. So she's like, you changed my perspective. Thank you. I can't
it's either
wait.
You
or every man in America.
Or someone else. Probably someone else.
Yeah.
But I will never... You know, I'll always remember you.
But I need my family's blessing. So the brother, and it was cute. She asked about how college was, and she goes, oh my goodness, my brother's voice sounds the same. Dying.
Just,
I started crying.
Yeah.
Crying.
Just dying.
Because for those of you who don't watch, she had the implant. Sometimes it takes a while for your hearing to adjust. It doesn't always adjust. And it sounds like how it used to sound when she was a kid.
It was just the sweetest moment ever.
I loved it.
The whole episode.
Look, I loved her and I loved
tears.
Her family. I loved her dad was funny. I loved them. She's like, so the mom thinks that Joey loves her. The mom is right.
The dad's jokes.
The dad was funny.
Like,
so the
it's
mom,
just love. I was like, oh my God, I love
he's
this.
Like, he's not going to lose your hearing.
He's going to lose your hearing. I loved it.
So good.
I loved it. I liked it.
You're just like, what are you doing?
No, I loved it.
They were like, that's like a family.
Is Steve Heitner her dad?
Yeah, I know. Is that too soon?
I loved that they're the type of family that can joke about that.
I love a dad. I love a dark joke.
My family, we are dark jokes.
Me too.
Like, hands down. Like really dark jokes, and I really thought that was fucking great. I was like, they are. It made me like they're chill. They're a chill family. So
yeah. No. I 100% agree.
I just want one moment because it's my dad's favorite joke, where someone says something and she says what.
Wow. Wait. Wow. Because her dad is. Does your dad have bad hearing?
No. It was just like, it's like our family joke when someone says something about hearing or whatever, what do you go, what? Like, and they repeat it and it just makes, it's just like giggle.
Yeah.
Fest.
Oh my God.
Even literally when my dad was dying in the hospital and the doctor was like, oh, do you have high blood pressure? Blah, blah, blah. And he's sitting there in a gown. He's like, mm-hmm. And then he's like, do you have hearing aids? And my dad goes, what? Like, and I lost my mind. He literally like passed away like 2 months later. And he looks at me and I'm like crying laughing.
I love that.
It's just,
like,
and so she
still
needs
got
just
it.
What?
Yeah.
I just want her to say what? One time. What?
That's so good.
Yeah, it's the greatest joke.
The last conversation I had with my mom, she's like, Colton is so gay. It was right before his finale.
Oh my God, I love
and
it.
Look,
they say that when you're getting close to death, you start to sort of see visions.
Yes. Yeah. Now look, it's not appropriate to guess on anyone's sexuality. It wasn't very woke of her. It wasn't cool. But you know what? She just wanted him to be happy and free.
Oh, yeah. Please.
She wanted him to be happy and free. That was my mom's final conversation.
That's amazing.
That was the last thing I talked. It was that and Luke Perry. Those are the two things I talked. The final thing I had talked. I was like, and I'm sad that she missed the finale of the Jumping the Fence. She died right before the finale.
I think it's totally fine to have a discussion of like, ooh, are they straight, gay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's because whatever they are, if you're excited about it.
She was excited. She and it was with no judgment. She wanted him to be happy.
That's
she was like,
that's a fun. That's, to me, like, that's not a red flag. That's awesome.
I was like, good for Janet. Okay. Anyway, that was my final conversation with her. So then we have, she goes, I like him a lot. And the mom said, I can see it. She goes, I am feeling this way towards him and I'm worried I can't express it. And then she says to the dad, I'm always my dad's number one. And the dad is, again, all these people are daddy's girls, but they're nice. So there you go. The dad goes, shoot your shot. If you nail it, it's all that you get all the marbles. It's if you don't, it's not like you're going to lose your hearing over it.
Brilliant.
A marble thing. It. Shoot your shot. I
loved it.
Loved him.
Very Minnesota. Like
that family.
I loved that family.
My favorite family.
And I felt like Joey fit in super well.
Yes. Yeah. And I loved Kelsey's. I mean, like I liked the barbecue at Rachel's family. She goes, I have to wonder if it's worth taking the risk. So she tells him, I am falling in love with you, Joey, and I have been falling in love with you. And he's like, I can see Daisy as my wife.
She's going to win.
Do you think she's, because she looks like the front runner. She got the first rose at the rose ceremony. Is she it? And why is he crying at the rose? Like, does she win?
He's crying because he loves her so much.
Does he turn her down? But he walks away. I'm sorry. Does she turn? So basically, this was early on. There's a clip of he's walking away, trying to get away from the camera.
Like the first episode.
And then he goes, "Nothing like this has ever happened on the show before." And it's at like the beach sand proposal. He's taking off his blazer jacket, and he's like, he's walking away. He's like, "I don't think this has ever happened on the show." And he's like upset, and he's trying to get away from the cameras.
Oh, but Daisy's not anywhere near there.
No, but we're trying to figure out why is he so upset.
I see a SUV driving.
Yeah,
away.
There's still a rose on the
but
table.
Why would he get down if it wasn't anybody there?
I don't know.
Not
clear.
Yeah.
I think it's just editing, and I think he just sends like somebody home, Rachel or Kelsey or whatever. That's my guess because I think Daisy's going to win
feels
it.
Bad about it,
and yeah, and just feels bad, and he's just like, oh, you know, maybe they said something to like really hurt him. Maybe they like said like maybe he like tells
right.
one of them at Fantasy Suites that he loves them.
Oh right, he doubled. He double dips,
you know,
with some love.
Who the fuck?
He double love dips
with so and so.
Yeah, oh, right. So like, but I do think Daisy and him, like Katie Thurston said it, like they just have like this easiness.
Yeah, they're so cute together.
Yeah.
And
it's
they're
like,
so cute.
There's something, it's like different. It feels more natural. Like it just feels like it's like they're just already like an actual couple.
Yeah, they do feel like they're adorable. Mm. Yeah. She's adorable.
I wouldn't be mad if she won.
I'd be happy.
That would open Bachelorette for Maria.
I literally hope she wins and they fall in love and get married. Like I want Daisy.
Yeah.
I feel like they would be a nice couple.
Yeah.
I just fear she's not actually all in.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way she was talking to her dad, it sounded like she was saying, like, I was having these apprehensions, but now I'm in.
I hope so.
That's how I took that
I hope
conversation.
So.
However it goes, Daisy is happy about it because she's got a very confident social media presence.
Oh.
Dude, her.
Like, she's already doing, like, face products and here's what you do.
Oh.
Her growth, whatever, like, on Instagram.
She and Maria.
Her and Maria have gotten the most followers.
Well, they've had the biggest growth of a contestant on a Bachelor show since Matt James' season.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was looking. I was just reading about that too.
Well,
yeah,
one of them will probably be Bachelorette
My friend Kat was texting me about it, so I was looking, and she has like a ton of fucking followers.
Huh. Okay.
Well, someone sent me a TikTok where someone was theorizing, and they said that maybe because like both Maria and Daisy are posting a lot of like, you know, like here's my day or here's my makeup, that maybe that's like a fight for Bachelorette.
Oh.
Because, you know, you're trying to like build your presence up to be like, look, I'm doing this, look, I'm doing that. Like, oh,
right.
I don't know if that's how it really works, but maybe. Interesting.
Maybe they're campaigning. I think it's a snake eating its own tail or whatever.
Which could make sense. Maybe he proposes to Daisy and she turns him down in the end or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They wouldn't make her Bachelorette then.
You don't think so?
No.
Because she rejected him?
No.
Oh, it's got
to
be somebody who's really there for the right reason.
And it has to be early. It has to be early.
All the way to the end.
Yeah. I actually really, I mean, we're getting ahead.
But that's the thing.
I didn't know my Maria. All right, let's
it's
take
fun where they
the
can
crank
banish
crank
them to the beach or yeah send them up to the top, you know, yeah the top yeah position. Like, it's everybody's at a crossroads.
Any BIP info? Is that definitely not happening?
No idea. Hmm. I haven't heard
as of
anything
now. It's not looking good, but we'll see. They're only asking for people to join Golden Bachelorette.
I know. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Maria, tweet of the week or post of the week, and some reviews. The eagle has landed.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married yeah at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation yeah that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. We create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and we're at Niagara Falls. We're not in Canada. Can we not go back to Canada? Like, what's happening?
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, how many times could they cross the border or something?
Well, did they not go, like, when they saw her family, were they not in Canada then?
It's at Niagara Falls, like the city of Niagara.
They were probably on the New York side.
But in, like, Buffalo or something?
Yeah, maybe. So Maria's there. They're in a ferry. They did, like, we're getting
rich. Father's rich.
Yeah.
He owns, like, a candy.
Sprinkles.
There you go. He owns Sprinkles.
He owns Sprinkles?
Not the cupcake, but actually he makes Sprinkles.
Actual Sprinkles.
Sprinkles company.
He's one of the top Sprinkles company.
He's a Sprinkles impresario.
So just make sprinkles.
I mean, he had a like he had a bench out on the porch that had a whole giant screen on the TV right in front of it.
But I don't even know if that's their actual house,
right? Or is that another
maybe they have
Airbnb
a lake house? Maybe
something.
They have a lake yeah, house.
Where they looked at this house, I literally said I was like, I thought he was supposed to be like super rich. Like I thought he gave me rich vibes, and like the house was nice, but it wasn't like
I thought
super
they
rich.
Like had gotten an Airbnb in the U.S. that might be easier
that's
to
what
travel
I'm thinking.
To or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And
okay.
They made them like drive down or fly.
Just act like this is your home.
Yeah. You make me drive down and take a barrel over the falls. I survive.
My daughter, my little
you
baby.
You can't kill me.
Okay, so they take a ferry, and Maria does the double entendre. We're gonna get wet, Joey.
That's what that
so
taking
wet
ferry and filming. It's so loud going under those falls.
But
like
the wet Joey talking
too
about getting wet. Oh, he's like, we're getting wet.
She's
we're
just
both gonna
him
get
just
wet.
Just a factual warning.
And he was like, I know. She's like, here's some
and then
whiskey.
Water jumps on.
Hashtag downpour.
Here's maple whiskey, and they both chugged it. They chugged it. And then he's like, look, I got to be honest. You walking out. She fucked herself over
she
by walking out.
Over.
He's too insecure. He can't handle it. Yeah. He couldn't rebound.
Uh-oh.
It also didn't help. I think another area where it's always been in his brain is why did so many different women come to me about this woman?
You're a bully.
Or just even just the idea of this, just like in, I think he wants somebody that's just no issues at all. Like
I agree.
He just go out with and not worry about how people react. Even though it's not Maria's fault, I don't think he thinks Maria is a bad person.
No.
Yeah. I think he just sees the fireworks
and he probably
that's around her.
Yeah. He probably also like is worried about his image and knows if he picks like the perceived fire starter that there could be, you know what I mean? I think it's like cleaner to
I
not.
I think she's gotten dinged by all these things over time.
Yeah,
like,
she
so
is
that's
a pain
why
in the ass. I mean, I like her.
She's way earlier than
she's
she should.
She's a pain in the ass. I like her. She's fun television and she's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so then he's like, I want to feel confident and I'm not confident. And then we find out she's never brought anyone home ever.
I mean, that makes sense.
She's like 14.
Good for her.
Also,
she's like
with that family.
Yeah she's like, I have the best father in the world. And they played again, just as when you think of Greece, you play Italian godfather music.
I know.
He had a giant cross and turquoise necklace on. And the blonde woman with the giant tattoo wrist bracelet was her mom, who never was introduced or said one word.
I think that's because she kind of disparaged her mom pretty early on.
Yeah.
Like leaving the family.
But not even like, this is my mother.
No.
They wouldn't let her. You know,
I
Helen.
I really didn't notice her mom was
that
there.
Was her mom. I'm like, who's that woman? And then like halfway through, it's like, it just like at the table.
Maria's
had her
mother, but she's not allowed to speak because she hasn't proven herself worthy.
So then Maria cries about the other women when she's talking to her friend that's there. And she's like, I'm scared he's not seeing the full you, her friend Brittany. And then the dad is like, she's an angel princess. She's my angel princess. You seem like a good dude, Joey. You got my blessing. If she chooses you and you respect her, I give you my blessing. You can be like the man of my house of my daughter. And they have the stuffed peppers and
if not, I'll snap your fucking neck.
Yeah, it's kind of threatening.
It was very threatening.
I thought a big moment when I was like, he's not picking her is he was a little too comfortable eating those stuffed peppers. Sometimes when you're like eating with the family, you're nervous, you wanna like make a good impression, but he was like
really good. That's actually true.
Really?
Maybe they starved him out. Maybe they starved him out.
That's a good point.
You're trying to make a good impression.
That's a good point.
Very perceptive.
That's a good point.
His mouth was full. Hold up.
Yeah, he also looked like he was going to shit his pants when he was talking to
the
dad.
They're like, you're going to have a big Greek Italian wedding.
Just ate all those peppers.
So then the dad tells her, he asked for my hand. She's like, Daddy, I don't think you're supposed to tell me that. Like, she thought she was winning.
I literally was like, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen.
And he goes, I'm here for you no matter what. No matter what.
If not, you and I get married. I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
You're glowing. He's a good guy. He's a down-to-earth dude. He asked for the blessing. I told him yes. What? You're not supposed to tell me that. I don't know if you're supposed to tell me that. That's nice.
And then they showed her family childhood videos, and the family stood in the window. Oh,
that was so hilarious.
That was so funny. The family stood
in the
window.
Like the poster for Mrs. Doubtfire. Where they're all just looking in and like,
I loved it.
What's going
on?
It
was
over
with
there.
So freaky.
They were fucking with her.
I don't think so.
I thought it was like, you marry me. No, you marry everyone.
You think that was on purpose?
I thought they were doing it to yeah. fuck with her.
Okay, all right.
The brothers were like,
yeah. Oh my God.
Like just projected on a wall. Like,
oh my God.
I mean, that screen family... and the dad like with a remote in his hand.
They were nice, but that would be a very, like that's a family that would be very involved.
Yeah, you're
and very
family.
Hard.
So she says to him, I feel very strong, but she doesn't tell him how she feels. She doesn't say it.
I was surprised at that moment
too.
She wanted to.
She didn't say it.
She didn't say it.
She should have said it.
And you're out of here.
She should have said it.
Yeah. Do you think it made a difference? It would have made a
difference.
Yes,
I do think it would have made a difference.
I don't know.
Yeah, she might have, Rachel might have fell back a spot.
I think if she
like,
said.
Like, she's not final two. He's got too many, you know.
Yeah.
She's a big
Rachel?
Slapper. She was always,
Rachel?
No, I'm talking about
Maria. Okay.
You know how Maria's like a bait, like she's always hitting him all the time, like hitting him with the back of her hand.
Yeah.
Like treating him like a brother all the
time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's just too many things in their relationship where I think he was uncomfortable.
It was not.
And,
it was like a little too bro.
And she was probably succeeds with that behavior everywhere she goes.
Yeah. Right, but like
this
more.
This is the biggest rejection of her life.
Oh, for sure. So there is. So then
she's never accepted anybody enough to bring them home.
Then, why would you?
What did Joey say? Like, I know this is really special. He's like, no, she's the most special.
Oh my God, that was
her. Like two brothers were right there.
That was crazy. Like, she's the only child I care about.
I took her to the prom.
Meanwhile,
my Sophie's choice is Maria. I pick her every time. These other two flunkies.
They can go.
What about us? Like, shut up.
They can go live with their mother.
I don't
Maria's
know their names.
Minions.
So then,
they're like the goons in the family.
They go to the
These
airport
two came
hangar.
With the house.
They go to the airport hangar, and they're all in a lot of sensible, low, chunky block heels, except for Maria. I think he must not be that tall, and they're all kind of tall. And then they gave Maria giant towering heels. Yeah. But they were in like a sensible chunky sandal that was like a 1-inch heel.
Yeah.
They all were. And it felt like a stylist did it and put them in the same.
Well, they are in an airplane. Maybe it was like uneven ground.
Doesn't matter. You're still like, I'm going to make him change his mind.
Look at you're taller than me now.
I think that there might be a height thing. Because Maria's tiny and she was the only one in towering heels.
Do you guys think it was Van Nuys or Santa Monica Airport? I was trying to figure it out.
Great
it's clearly
Van Nuys.
That's not the first time they filmed.
I know, and I know. I recognize it. I kind of thought Van Nuys
too easy to valley. Okay, yeah, so then
good parking.
So then
it is good parking there.
So then Maria asked to talk to Joey. She's like, I know, I have regrets. I know I didn't tell you. I just want to talk to you for a second. Can I just tell you? I should have told you. I love you. I love you. And he's like, And then Rachel's like, what the fuck was that about? What'd you say to Joey?
What
the fuck did you just say to Joey?
I was like in this moment, like, Rachel, let it go.
Yeah, who cares?
Even fucking, what do you want her to take 20 minutes to explain to you what just happened?
I got two more pig ears.
Well, yeah,
I'm going to shove them in your mouth.
Well, I'll tell you later.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
It's a
crazy story.
She goes, I don't
know. He's got my keys. Turns out he's got my keys.
Yeah. She goes,
like, don't leave with my keys.
She goes, I don't still want to have regrets.
I gotta drive tonight, apparently.
And then he goes, and then she's like, what was that? What was that? She's like, I don't know. I'll tell you later. So then.
I put the keys in his coat.
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. Was I even there?
I don't know.
Who are we even talking about?
I don't know.
I think you're hallucinating.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've been here the entire time, Rachel.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The entire time I haven't left.
So then, first up, Daisy. He gives her Daisy. Second up, we go to our girl, Kelsey. Then we're down to Maria and Rachel. Da da da.
I gasped.
Maria was too much drama. He picked Rachel. I was shocked.
I was shocked.
I thought he would take Maria at least to Fantasy Suites because
she's
so fine.
Yes, I was like, he's won a banger since day one.
He wants the easy road.
Yeah.
And that's not, at least that's also a good sign that that's not that important to him.
Agreed.
Just getting to the banging part.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. He's following his heart more than his dick.
That's actually true.
Yeah, he really is.
He is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say not a lot of the bachelors do that.
No, I think most of them.
He's no feeling between.
He's actually no. He's been numbed from.
Maria also.
He's been
hitting
too many tennis balls.
He's a full body coma. Yeah.
Maria was coming on to him almost all the time though. So yeah, like yeah. I think that's another thing is he might have just been uncomfortable with that. Like
it was
he
too
wants
much.
To chase a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
I mean,
yeah.
he just seems like he honestly is looking more for like a partner. Than yeah. that as well. Like
he actually feels like he's looking for a wife.
Yeah, like that's what I mean, like a partner. Like
who's the best at tennis?
Oh, nobody.
None
of
them.
That was
none of them.
I wonder who could be the best though.
Who could?
We haven't seen any of them. Have any of them done any of the like athletic ones?
Rachel
they did that like woodworking
the most
thing.
Athletic.
Well, they had
maybe?
A tennis one, but was any of them in it? I can't remember because it was so early on.
It was so bad. It was as a person who likes tennis, it was so bad.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Well. First of all, we love your reviews. We're trying to get to 3,000 by the end of the year. We're up to 22.5. All right, nice. Let's get another 100 this month.
Yeah.
And here's some fun reviews. You guys, as I mentioned, we are now up to 2.5. Our fans are doing it. Our listeners are doing it. We love them. There were some really nice. We got some really nice reviews this week. Here's one that we got from 5 stars from Red Tank, bringing joy to the world. Oh, how much do I love this podcast. Let me count the ways. 1, Arden. Well, that's nice. She's the best host, super funny and thoughtful, and keeps the show moving. 2, Katie and Scout, and making sure we do the right things with animals and elections.
Aww. Yes. Thank you for adopting and voting.
3, all caps, Dr. Banana.
Hey.
The best physician and producer and bachelor historian.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You got a new job title.
I know.
4, Gareth and Dracula, who can make us pee laughing.
Yes.
5, Jaquise. How else do we learn how to take off leather pants after jumping into a pool?
That's hilarious.
6, Jim Jeffries. Enough said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
7, Erin Foley. I can't stop giggling when she's on. 8, forget her face. The symmetrical voice of Padgett Brewster.
Yes.
Brendan and his rock and roll lifestyle. I could go on and on, but this feels long. The show is so fun. You can't help but laugh, even if you don't watch The Bachelor.
Oh, thank you.
That's a nice one, right? We love that.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
That's a review that's so lovely.
Yes, exactly. I mean, look, and if you don't have that much time, here's one, 1, from 5 stars, Crumbolet, 1 pod, never fails to make me smile. Thank you to Arden team and guests for making each episode so fun. That's if you don't have that much time.
Yeah.
There you go. It's all you need.
We love this. There was one that was so cute. Okay, I'm going to read this one. Made me happy. Because you know I love my girl, our friend Whitney. I look forward to the show every week. 5 stars, Amy N. Okay. I like the Bachelor franchise, but I love this podcast. Arden and her friends are also lovely and hilarious, and they have great insights and commentary about the show. Every time a new episode comes out, I can't wait to hear what they are going to say about it. Our friend Whitney is my absolute favorite guest. Thank yes. you for so much, all that you all do to bring us so much joy. How sweet is that?
Whitney Pretty Hive, sweet. Stand up.
Whitney Hive, rise up. Yes. Rise up, Whitney Hive.
Yes.
So there's so many more phone ones, and if you put them on, I will read them. So we'll get yes. to the other phone ones that are up. So don't feel ignored. There were so many fun people that were talking about how they connect with their partners over this. They go on walks. So I read them. I loved them. We'll read them next time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go do a post of the week. Okay, we're going to do post of the week, but before that, how does it go? Who wins and what happens?
Rachel gets kerplunked.
Yep.
She's out. He's torn.
Yep.
Picks Daisy.
Does she say yes?
She says yes.
Are they still together?
What?
Are they still together?
are not.
And who is the bachelorette?
It's so funny because I could convince myself and say, Daisy says no, it's Kelsey, they're still together. I think whoever it is, they're still together.
Okay.
I'm gonna take that back.
Who's gonna be the bachelorette?
I'm hoping for Maria.
Okay, great. Doug, in order, starting with who's gonna get cut and then how does this play out?
I think Rachel's a goner.
Yep.
And then between the remaining two, I really do, I feel like Daisy's feeling good about herself.
Is she going to say yes?
I don't think so.
And so he ends up with no one.
Yeah, nobody or Kelsey A.
But who's he going to pick? Who does he propose to?
That's the thing, is I think it's going to be really messy, like how he ends up with Kelsey A. Okay. I think he's going to propose to Daisy.
And then end up with Kelsey A.
And maybe end up with Kelsey A.
Okay, and who's the bachelorette?
Or maybe Daisy will dip right before the proposal. Ooh. Who knows?
Who's the bachelorette?
Again, it's just more hopeful than anything. I think it should be Maria, yeah. But, okay. You know.
That'd be fun. Okay, Dr. B?
I'm going to say... Mm-hmm. Maybe he proposes to Daisy. She says no. And then he...
he runs after Kelsey?
Yeah, okay. I think it's such a bad idea. That's why I'm laughing. But then he proposes to Kelsey A.
Okay.
Because remember, like, was it last week I said that Kelsey A's whole thing was like, I want you to be 100% sure if you propose to me. And he's like, trust me, I will be when I propose to you. And I think maybe that conversation was highlighted for a reason.
So he gets said no to by two women.
Potentially, yes.
And then who's the bachelorette?
Maria, I hope. God, I really hope
it's Maria. KT Money.
I think editing is just messing with us. I think he gets upset. The crying is because he just is like, I said bye to a good woman. Or
which
maybe
is
like,
who? Kelsey?
So, yeah, I think Rachel's going home after Fantasy Suites. And I think Casey's going to win it. Kelsey's going to be the runner-up. And I think something happens where, like, when he's, like, breaking up with Kelsey, she says something that, like, really hurts him. And he realizes, like, he's kind of a dick, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to feel like a dick, at least.
Yes.
And I think that's why he's crying.
Okay. And who's the bachelorette?
I kind of think it might be Maria.
Okay, Rachel's out. I think Kelsey's number two. I think he proposes to Daisy. I think she says no.
Wow. Okay.
And I think Bachelorette. I mean, I'm praying for Maria.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Okay.
It's gonna be another Hannah Brown type season.
Oh, it'll be a mess.
Nonsense.
But the guys will be
fun.
She'd be fun, and the guys would be like so there.
They'd have to work so hard. Oh. The guys will just fall all over themselves.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of men.
There'll be a lot of guys.
A lot of guys crying.
Who got come for Maria is going to be a real...
A lot.
Yeah.
We're going to get some... Maybe we'll get some guard and protect your hearts.
Yeah.
A tattoo for you.
A big Greek
stallion.
There's going to be
ones that without this opportunity would have just been stalkers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're really handing out these certificates to a bunch of stalkers.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, come on down.
Well, here we are, our post of the week. And if you want to participate, we've got a variety of ways you can do it. Dr. Banana, let the people know.
You can tweet at Arden and I, at Arden Marine, and at Anna Hosnier. And then please hashtag WYATR so I can just make sure I get everyone's tweets in that way, because sometimes Twitter doesn't show all my mentions because, look, Elon. And then you can also threads me. If you guys have threads, I'm at Selling Hosnier, which is just my Instagram handle. You should be able to find me and just at me. Or if all else fails, you can just send me a DM on Instagram with your tweet.
646-227-9346.
Okay, call me.
Call
all right. Well, I'm going to start out with one that was emailed to us at rosepodcast@gmail.com from Biggie's potential future daddy, Denise Gubbins, Joey Tear Wiper Jones. The razor's edge of excitement and anxiety, waiting to see if Joey would wipe the tear from Rachel's mom's face, was the best few seconds of the season for me.
Nice.
I mean.
I did wonder. I was like, is he going to do it?
I'm like, don't.
Here's another one from Beck and Nicole. Tweet of the week. Joey fucked up with Rachel's mom when he didn't wipe her mom's tears away with his pig-eared flavored fingers. Or with the pig ear. You could do it with the pig ear.
Yeah, just scoop it with the ear.
It up real nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Jean at Aunt Gail's. Daisy gives off big home goods energy.
Oh my God. Live, love, laugh.
Live, love, laugh.
Live, love, laugh.
It's wine o'clock somewhere.
It's wine o'clock somewhere.
Justin Paul Spade and Justin Spade. Maria's dad has resting DUI face.
Oh my God. That's spot on.
Okay, that is spot on.
Jean at Aunt Gail's. How is Joey supposed to focus when Maria's dad is nip slipping with his unbuttoned shirt? Okay, this is Justice Spade. Maria's dad was showing so much cleave that even Blake Moyne's gonna have to slide into his DMs after this. Here's Justice Spade. Maria's dad looking like Al Pacino trying to play an insurance agent.
Oh
And this is Adrian and Adrian LeSmith. Imagine being Maria's brothers at the dinner table hearing their dad say Maria is the most important thing in his life. Okay, here's another one. Mrs. Wright at Girl Without a Tat. Maria's dad. Let me slip into something more comfortable. He comes back wearing a jock strap. Joey, so it runs in the family. Okay, so that's, I will do one more thing. Gretchen Schrader at None for Gretchen S. No rain shall fall on Daisy, but I'm sorry. Brandon is not a dad's name. Brandon is the 8-year-old in your kids' class who stares you dead in the eyes while picking his nose, and I will die on this hill. All right, top two. Home Goods?
Home Goods. And what was the one after Home Goods?
Look-alike.
DUI face.
All right, we're down to Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Maria's dad has resting DUI face. And Jean at Aunt Gail's. Daisy gives off big Home Goods energy. Home Goods or resting DUI face?
First of all, they're both wonderful. High fives. The Home Goods really brought it home for me.
Okay, Duke.
Yeah, I'm LHG.
Okay, Home Goods or DUI?
I'm going to say Home Goods, even though DUI was also great.
Yes, they're both wonderful.
Home Goods. Gina, Aunt Gail's, Debbie's gives off big Home Goods energy. You won yourself a sleep crown from Julie. And by the way, we'll get to that. If you want your own sleep crown, you can get it at sleepcrown.com/WYATR and then put in the code XOXO.
Yes.
And Julie from Sleep Crown is donating giveaways for at least one Sleep Crown, maybe two, a traveler or a regular size for the San Diego show.
Oh, nice.
For the Bro Diego show, which we are doing April 6th at 2 p.m. at Mic Drop Comedy. You're welcome to come, Doug. We're doing it with
April 6th.
It's a Saturday afternoon. That way we can come back if we want, or we can stay down there and party with the bros.
Right.
Aaron from Aaron. Then we have Tyler, who made it all the way. He was on the boardwalk with Rachel and Gabby, and then he's been on Paradise twice.
Oh yeah, I know Tyler.
And then remember Logan, who got kicked off the cruise ship on Rachel and Gabby season, and he was going back and forth between both of them.
I want to fight all of these guys.
Yeah. And then Brayden and Christina might come
in.
Yes. So we're going to Bro Diego. Jaquise is coming. There's a maybe from Aaron Foley.
I'm trying. I'll try to get there.
See. And then we have Jess Ambrose is coming. Dr. Banana, me, Katie might come.
It's going to be a wild ride.
Doug, do you want to come fight these guys?
I'm officially thinking about it.
It should be
It's not that big of a stage, I don't think.
No, but we can rotate. we can make a sketch fest. I mean, the bros will be in the house. I would love to see you with the bros.
It'd be so fun to see all those bros.
And then if we want to stay down there, we can go party with the bros.
And can I just say, I know someone added us on Twitter. They were asking how long the show would be if they wanted to take a train in and out that same day. The show will be 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Starts at 2.
Yep.
You should be done by 3:30. 2
p.m.?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Can't recommend the Amtrak to San Diego.
Yes, it's amazing.
Enough.
It lets
you off right there in downtown. It's a beautiful coastal view.
Yeah, we did it so that we won't be there much longer. We did it so people could come in and out from here like that. You don't have to get a hotel.
You could be out of there by 4 p.m. to catch a train home.
That's really fun. Yeah. Train is fun.
So you can come up from Mexico.
Down. Yeah.
You can hang out with us.
You can come play with us.
Lots of options.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful train ride if you want to come down from L.A.
We talked to Aaron on the phone, and he's everything you want him to be.
Nice.
He's the classic.
He's nectar.
Aaron.
He's nectar. He's so nectar. There's also going to be Sleep Crown, so it should be fun. Who do you want to be paired off with in the bro games? Who do you want your bro to be?
Oh, dang.
You want Aaron.
That's
you got
tough.
Excited.
I do. I'm excited about Aaron because he's Braden's best friend.
Yeah.
So that gave him a lot of points in my book.
You know, we could also reach out to Braden's best friend, Aaron the firefighter.
That's true. We should have him because he's
so many bros.
If he's in San Diego, we should. Well, I mean, it's Bro Diego, baby.
It's Bro Diego.
You should give the bros the most nothing topic you can imagine and then say, now argue about this.
Yes.
Because Aaron especially was really good about arguing about something.
Yeah, you're right.
Where there was no argument to be had.
Win an argument with me about this.
Well, do you remember Logan also dated the girl who kept saying my sister in Christ when she was complaining about him? She was like, my sister in Christ, he can't travel or something.
That's
he's not rich enough to travel like I was. Equant or something like that.
That's right.
Go to Equinox. Yeah, that's right. My sister in Christ.
My
I go to Equinox.
Sister in Christ.
What are we talking about here?
Nuts.
MSIC.
Yeah. Oh my God, Doug, you have to say my sister in Christ to him. Okay, oh, so get your tickets. You can get them on my you can get them on my Instagram, on my Linktree. You can get them on rosepodcast.vodka under the live shows. You can get them on Mic Drop Comedy. Aaron Foley, what do you want to promote?
Our sister
in Christ, Aaron Foley, what do you want to promote?
Well, I actually just got the URL. So I'm going to start an
That's
entire
so Our sister in Christ, Eric
just,
K. Foley.
Just a lot of speeches, mm-hmm. and I end it with my sister in Christ.
But your stand-up business.
Yes, AaronKFoley.com. I'll probably post some shows. There's jokes. There's all kinds of stuff. And there's a whole coaching tab. Click on it. Okay. Hire me. Let's get going.
Did somebody have Aaron Foley? Did somebody take Aaron Foley?
Someone took Aaron Foley, had them killed, okay. But they still went to the death with their, I had to put a K in it.
Okay, great. Doug, what do you want to promote?
Hashtag WYATR.
Nice.
Get that out there again.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and DougLovesMovies.com is where all of my dates are, and I got podcasts and shows around the country.
Does the best
up and stuff. And
Doug's live shows are so fun. His crowds are the best.
South by Southwest.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
It's gonna be a good time. So thank you for having me, Arden.
We love having you. If you guys want to come play, it'd be so fun. I will put you on the lineup. You let me know.
I'm seriously thinking about it. We were talking about it before. Now that it's a reality,
we're doing it.
I've got to face it.
Let's make a video for Braden and like try to woo him to get him in.
Oh, I'll do anything I can to get him to come.
Yeah, let's do a little.
I'll wear earrings. I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll do anything. Nothing.
Let him pierce your ears on stage.
Okay. Okay.
He did with Tyler.
Yes, he pierced Tyler's ears too. We're gonna also Dr. Banana. We're doing our Patreon. We're almost done with Winterhouse. We're about to start Summerhouse.
Oh, guys, Summerhouse is fun.
Summerhouse is fun.
Guess what? Watching the Carl and Lindsay explosion.
Yeah, and Paige is there. There's a new guy. There's two new guys.
There's two new guys who are actually, I think,
finally have good new guys.
This is good new guys.
And I like that the handsome one is not the one that's like winning Sierra's heart so far.
I know. I'm enjoying him.
He's
so
charming,
far.
Wes. Yeah. Okay, Katie, what would you like to promote?
As always, please go to your local shelter. Wow, shelter and adopt an animal.
Yes. Ooh. And Denise, we like that you might be taking Biggie. And if not, you know what? If not, Biggie will let you know if Biggie's going to be on the market.
Yeah, I'm watching Scout doing something.
That's
Scout.
Fine. Scout can do it. He's probably looking at a lemon. All right, until next time, thank you so much. My name is Arden Marie. Goodbye.
Bye.
All up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeart Media. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core,
what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.